This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Up a review of the charts from Talkers Magazine that we do every single week at this time. An overview of the hot stories, the hot hits, if you will, in News Talk Radio for the week of November 11th to the 15th. They are going to be discussed by yours truly, Doug Steffen, by John Harper from WMEL in Florida on the Space Coast, and from Rick Jensen's point of view, he's got it. WDEL's main guy from DEL in Wilmington, Delaware. So we have Rick and John as the boys club today, and the Dougster. So let's just go through the list. I always say I'm going to do this, and then we get stopped, and we go around in circles. So let's do number 10, which is basically a discussion of college happenings, if you will. The admission scandal heats up with Lori Loughlin, and there have been some stories from various frat houses that are pretty despicable deaths. So that's number 10. Number 9, privacy as it relates to Google and Facebook. My children, guys, are trying to get me off of Facebook and use Instagram or, I don't think I'm going to use Twitter. I have a Twitter account, but Instagram seems to be where people... So is it an age thing? I know, John, you have a Facebook account, and I think, Rick, you do as well. You have a personal one and the station one. Do you use both of them? What's the story? John, start with you.
Yeah, I use both of them, Doug, and frankly, I've not seen any problem with either one. It all depends, quite frankly, on what you incorporate into your account, whether it be your personal account or your business account, but I don't see a problem with it. A lot of people, as you said, are moving to the Instagram, and a lot of people I know are on the Twitter side as well, and it really doesn't make a whole lot of difference as far as I'm concerned.
I only use Facebook for posting things that are, you know, like my birthday pictures and things that are going on the farm. And then I have, you know, some, once in a while I put something on that has to do with the radio program. But it's usually things about animals, stuff that I find that I'm interested in that is sensitive and kind of sweet usually. I'm trying to keep it very positive. What about you, Rick? What do you use or how do you use in social media, Facebook and the like?
Professionally, I use Twitter because so many journalists, the president, everybody else, they're on Twitter. It's immediate. And my Facebook page is my private page because I don't trust Facebook. The truth about Facebook and Google is this. If it's free, you are the product. So I really don't engage that much on Facebook, especially when it comes to my family and my child and things like that. I'm starting to use Instagram a little bit more, but really what you're talking about is the platform du jour. That's going to change a little bit. The news about Google, though, I thought to be very, very troubling. The idea that they're working with the second largest health insurance company in, or health provider rather, in the country to gather people's health information. What are they going to do with this? Well, what they're going to do is what they've always done. They're going to compile the information and they're going to use it to make money off of you.
Yep.
They cannot be trusted. They should not be trusted. And the real problem we have, Doug and John, and for all of you listening, and this is so important for everybody to ask your representatives, your states, your senators rather, in the U.S. Congress, how much they actually know about this stuff. Because as I'm watching hearings and listening to them, they are ignorant. They have no idea. They are clueless. They have no idea what this stuff does and how it affects your life and how they use it in so many detrimental ways.
Yeah, well, there's the element of the older members, the people who have been around too long, if you will. I don't mind Facebook. I just don't use it for anything that's important. I don't want to. I share personal stuff, but I don't share private things. As far as Google is concerned, I never trusted those two guys. I don't like their looks. Yeah. I don't like their attitude. I don't like they're very arrogant, and they've made a lot of money fast, and so they think they're kings of the hill or on top of the world or whatever it is. And in some circumstances, I guess they are. But there's way too much. You know, you just have to be on. I'm sitting here looking at a couple of iPads and my iPhone and seeing things that, you know, will track you this way, or you agree if you click on use, then you're agreeing to our terms of service, which means we follow you. And I was reading something on the plane yesterday from Apple that says when, and it was, by the way, it took me 15 minutes to read the disclaimer. Happen to have 15 minutes because when you're up on a plane for 6 hours, okay, I can devote 15 minutes. I've never read this disclaimer before, but it was all about what we do with your information. And it's all supposed to make it better. We'll give you stories that are more like what you followed and advertisements on things that you're interested in and all that stuff. And I suppose because we're not paying for it, we get a television or a radio, you know, we advertise because that's how we get the program to you. And that's how they get this stuff to you. But I think that there's a bit of restraint maybe that's like there's certain advertising I won't put on the air. I don't get the same thing from Facebook or Google, although Facebook has been supposedly a little better about it. I don't think that they're that much better. It's all about the buck. And
but Doug, the bottom line, the bottom line is we, the consumer, control the content, and it's up to us. I mean, all of us know, everyone listening to us as well, there are people in this country, in the world, they put everything on Facebook, what they're having for breakfast. You know, and that is truly amazing how open and careless these people are. I'm on vacation. They take pictures of where they're at. Okay, well, right, that opens you up to...
Yeah, let's go rob their house.
Visit your house.
Exactly. It's not that. It's not very smart. You're right about that. John Harper, Rick Jensen, Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Review, 14 past the hour. Here's the story for those of you who've got aches and pains, Joint Formula 14. There are thousands of you listening right now that have aches and pains and need ache relief. I'm going to tell you where to find it. Go to achefree.live, A-C-H-E-F-R-E-E, achefree.live. There's so much information that's there. The company that has come up with Joint Formula 14 guarantees it'll work in 14 days. You'll have no more aches and pains, or you get your money back. That's pretty good. That's a solid, strong guarantee. And they have a product that's good for your pet as well. It's basically the same formula. Products called Leaps and Bounds. The same formula can treat your pet. I know that I use it for Daisy May, my bulldog, and she's running around. She couldn't walk. You know, I told that story on the air. When I first got her, she couldn't even walk. And now she's at her best every day. So give yourself and your pet a treat. Get rid of the aches. Go to achefree.live for a special buy one, get one free offer. Use the DJV code. You'll get one at the regular price, the BOGO offer. Buy one, get one free at achefree.live. The relief is yours or your money back. Achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Stop living with aches. Go online now and get the details. Buy the product. Use it. And make sure that it works. If you don't think it works, you get your money back. Achefree.live.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-993-8236. That's 800-993-8236.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-993-8236. 2236.
Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Quicken Loans is celebrating our best quarter ever, and now we're celebrating some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates have dropped so much that many Americans can reduce their rate. You may be able to save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy, it's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now.
800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Conversational memories every single week here at the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen with John Harper from Florida, Rick Jensen from Delaware on the countdown. 17 past the hour, going through the numbers from the bottom up. Number 8, a focus on immigration reform. It's all the same, you know, from week to week. But I think actually I really kind of think the wind is out of Trump's sails in this department. With all of the focus on the impeachment, I don't see much. Do you guys agree? And I'm going to bring you an anecdotal reference. Coming out on the plane yesterday from Boston to Los Angeles, I was watching, they've posted or put up on the entertainment box the old 7 years of the old West Wing, which I always thought was a fabulous show. The first episode treats the all of the Mariel boatlift or whatever they want to call it, the Cubans coming into Florida. And I was thinking about you, John, and how the picture has changed so much from then to now when it comes to immigration. And as a Floridian, how much, if it's not California and, you know, sort of along the Mexican border, Florida certainly is impacted by this stuff as much as any place in the country. How is that there now? How is the influx of immigrants that basically took over, certainly Miami, Dade County, and I don't know up where you are, maybe not so much, but there are, it seems to not be on the front burner anymore. Is it there where you are?
It's interesting you say that, Doug, because I just had this conversation less than 12 hours ago on this very subject, and it is changing here in the state of Florida. Before, as you indicated, it was just in South Florida, in the Miami-Dade area and in Fort Lauderdale, but now it's prevalent throughout the state, and especially here in the area that borders the space coast of Florida, and that's Orlando, and the attraction area. I mean, the influx of immigrants to this area is just astounding, what has occurred in just the past, I'd say, 2 years. And so it is dramatically changing here in the state of Florida, and it has a very real impact on how the state is going to be conducting business here in the future. It is it's a real concern, and something that, well, for example, since the hurricanes in Puerto Rico, we've seen an influx of people from Puerto Rico in the Orlando metro area, and they are there to stay, and it's changing the whole complexion of the way we do business here in the state of Florida.
Yeah. One wonders how it will change the electoral policy or electoral realities there with more and more Hispanic influence. It seemed to me, wasn't there some Hispanic that pretty almost won the governorship there this last time around? Do I remember that?
No, I'm sorry, Doug, you cut out on that.
Wasn't there a Hispanic that came pretty close to winning the governorship or some statewide office this last time around?
Not as far as governor goes. That was a black individual from Tallahassee, the former mayor of Tallahassee.
Okay.
He came real close, but no, it wasn't Hispanic, no.
Up next here on the Talk Radio Review, are you going to go take a trip to Venice? Maybe you should bring your galoshes with you. It's 21 after the hour on this week's Talk Radio Review.
What?
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
Yeah. This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Of the Talkers Charts, Talkers Magazine. You go to talkers.com, you can find these every week, the list of the stories and the people. At number 7 this week, the flood in Venice and weather conditions here, there, and everywhere. I was impressed, and I've told this story 2 or 3 times in various venues. There's a new study out of sunspots. And the reality is, if you're a scientist, you understand the influence of sunspots on our climate. And when there is a lot of sunspot activity, not only does it affect the weather, but it affects programs like this. We all know that we're inundated with electronic signals, but whether people realize that the radiation from the sun is so strong from those sunspot events that sometimes knocks the satellites out that carry radio signals like this program and television signals, and also what you get when your cell phone, you know, that kind of stuff. I don't know if people know that, but one of the other realities that's attached to this is that when science is saying that the sunspot activity is dying down now, it's had an 11 or 12 year run of being very dramatic, and now the sunspots are calming down. So that will implicate and will have implications here in the fact that the global warming that people are concerned about will calm down or cool down. So the temperature of the Earth probably is not going to go up like it has the last 20, 30 years or so. And that's, I mean, some of it is because we burn fossil fuels, no question about that. But it's also in what transpires on the Earth itself. But the third ingredient are these sunspots, and they're much less active. So one will be interested to see how that changes things. And meanwhile,
Doug, I was also reading. Oh, okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I just wondered if the two of you have ever been to Venice.
Yes,
I haven't.
I have.
Yeah,
John has been. Yeah, when did you go, John?
Yeah, I've been there. It was about 50 years ago. It was just after the last flood that they had in Venice. And it was kind of dramatic as far as the damage that it caused to many of the historical places in Venice. And people there vowed that it would never happen again. They're putting infrastructure in place to prevent the flooding, but it looks as though now that hasn't worked, and they're saying they need a tremendous influx of capital to make improvements around the entire city to prevent this from happening again. They're blaming it on global warming, so I don't know whether that would be.
Do you remember the picture of the Dutch boy with his finger in the dike? Do you remember? To try to fix, it's kind of like stopping a hurricane or stopping a tornado or anything. You're not going to do it. Politically, probably isn't intelligent to say that, but there's no way you're going to stop any of this stuff. You can maybe influence it to a point, but you can spend every nickel that there is in the world, and you're not going to keep Venice from flooding. It's just, you're not.
Why is anybody surprised? We put pylons into the ground deep because we're building on top of water. Oh, look, water's coming up. I'm surprised. Where did it come from? I was also reading from some meteorologists and other scientists saying that you got these southerly winds that are pushing this high tide, and the high tide was exacerbated by the full moon. Yes, actually, the moon and the sun affects our weather. Yeah, who would think? Why? I thought it was my can of aerosol spray that affected the climate, but no. Apparently, it's the sun and the full moon and all that also pushed the waters way up.
John?
Apparently, they've got some experts coming in from New Orleans to teach them how to prevent flooding based on what they learned Hurricane Katrina.
Okay, so these are the same geniuses from the Army that rebuilt the same levees that collapsed in the last. Yeah, okay. That'll be a big help. Congratulations to the people in Venice for figuring that out. Having our fellows come over there fix your problems. 28 past the hour. The talk radio roundup continues.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
The Court Holiday Home BOGO Sale runs November 1st through the 30th, and the entire store is buy one, get one free with code BOGO19. Sofas, chairs, chests, BOGO. Pillows, rugs, mirrors, BOGO. Every piece is Court certified, plus financing is available. See store for details and find your nearest location at courtfurnitureoutlet.com. Don't miss the Court Holiday Home BOGO Sale. That's buy one, get one free, November 1st through the 30th. Item of equal or lesser value. Not valid with special orders, other offers, or discounts.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
At least 8 more witnesses are now scheduled to testify before the House impeachment inquiry. Intelligence Committee member Chris Stewart says fellow Republicans want to hear from several people that are not on the witness list.
If you want us to release documents, not only should we hear from the whistleblower, we should hear from Mr. Biden. We should try to understand what happened there and how tied was that to some of the concerns we have regarding corruption.
Stewart on ABC's This Week. Connecticut's Chris Murphy, the Democratic leader on Ukrainian policy in the Senate, said that it appears the president violated his oath of office.
Ambassador Yovanovitch is still working at the State Department. And so what the president is basically telling her during her testimony is that there may be consequences to you and your family and your paycheck if you don't shut up. And the message that's being sent to everybody else who's thinking about testifying is chilling as well.
Murphy on NBC's Meet the Press. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Charts for the second full week of November, the focus of our talk radio review, a very unique program, bringing together every week unique individuals who have an interesting spin on reality and talk radio. With us this week, John Harper from WMEL along the Space Coast in Melbourne, Florida. Rick Jensen from WDEL. We got two WELs here, one with an M and one with a D. Jensen's in Wilmington, Delaware. I'm Doug Steffen. We're going through the list of stories. You can find them every week enumerated at talkers.com. So, the fight against ISIS, what's going on with people who are continuing to leave Syria, go up through Greece, Turkey, all of the stuff. I thought it was interesting that the Turks said this week they were going to move to repatriate an American suspected of being a member of ISIS. I'm sure this is going to go over well here. The announcement came after the president, how do you pronounce it? Erdogan, I guess, right?
Erdogan.
Erdogan, yeah, came to the White House Turkey tried to deport the American man to Greece, but Greece said, hey, what do we want this guy for? So they announced that the U.S. has committed not to block the militant from coming back here. So what do we do with him when he comes back here? Do we try him as a traitor? What happens to this guy if he comes back to America? Somebody who was an American, who was a member of ISIS. What do we do with somebody like that? What should we do? Maybe it's a better question. Yeah.
Well, you prosecute him. Obviously, if somebody's waging the war against the United States, you prosecute him.
Mm-hmm. Rick is
absolutely right. This person's got to be prosecuted. He's a traitor to the country and should not receive his citizenship again. I totally agree.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think it's pretty straightforward, cut and dry. That's the story. Most people would really agree with it that way, I think. Yeah. All right. Number five on our
difficult
countdown.
Thing is. Oh, okay.
Yeah, go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, I said the more difficult thing is Erdogan himself. I mean, the guy's criminal. He's an enemy of the West. And what do you do? Well, you don't appease, but you do try to control and negotiate, don't you?
Yep. You'd think if we had good leadership, that would be the case. Yeah. Number five, sure. The protests in Hong Kong and our relationship in general with the Chinese. But this thing is getting hotter and hotter and hotter. I think that the United States has said they're not going to allow anybody else to go to ICE. Did I see that somewhere, that Americans are not going to be somehow allowed to go to school in Hong Kong? Is that, why would we do that? I guess
I didn't see that. Did that come out this week?
I seem to think I saw it out of the corner of my eye, but I honestly can't source it, so I don't remember. I'm just thinking that it's getting so hot there. And by the way, the Chinese have said that this may interfere with our trade talks. Our position on the protesters is to support them, which I think is a great idea. The Chinese are bloodthirsty curs. They're bludgeoning. They just, they don't get their own way. They just shoot you. You know, that's the way those regimes think. So it is pretty, they don't dare do, though, what they want to do, because there's too much of a focus, and Chinese politics are such that they want to be considered more mainstream world interloper. Is that, do you think that's an accurate overview of that?
It's a good overview, but I'm also glad to see, on the same line with the Chinese, I'm glad to see that we're able to trade again with the Chinese as far as American farmers being able to sell chickens to the Chinese government. That's huge for our American farmers.
Yeah. Well, there's a whole different subset. You know, I'm a family farmer as well as being a broadcaster, and there's a whole lot of stuff going on. This is sort of a subset. This would be in the top 10 if we were doing a countdown for farmers. The situation with the two major chicken growers in the country, what's going on the farms, what kind of quality are you getting? The chicken basically in this country is awful. And the Chinese are getting more involved in our food supply. You know, they own Smithfield Farms, which is the major pork producer in our country, and they've been bringing pork over from China to put in because they don't have enough pork here in America, because a lot of farmers don't want to do business with them. And the same thing is happening with chicken. I just read a report this week. For those of you who are liking chicken better than beef or whatever, you ought to think twice about it. It makes me think about, I don't eat poultry anyway, but it makes me think about what everybody else has done getting away from meat. They go to poultry or they go to fish. Well, the two major suppliers, if you will, Purdue and Tyson, have apparently gone on what would be described as a rampage. They're putting farmers out of business right and left because of the rules. They want you to do this, that, or the other thing. Farmers are basically not making a living. And the production of chicken now has gone so far. The average time it takes for the chicken to get from the egg to the chicken to your mouth is less than 2 months now. That's how fast they're putting hormones, these things. It's just amazing. They have no bone structure. They're just like machines being pumped full of hormones. And it's
That's just nasty. So I wonder, you know, with this in mind about China, how many people are going to say, we're going to boycott the NBA. And obviously, you're not going to have people doing that. And I think that's a real problem here. I'm not against anyone making a dollar or making a whole lot of dollars, maybe even $1 billion. But the idea that you have, you know, the sports industry, billion-dollar sports industry, saying, oh, we're not going to say anything about China when it comes to brutalizing folks in Hong Kong or putting people in jail. Right. You know what? It's it is sick, and I wonder if I wonder at what point Americans will say, wow, look at the slaughter we're supporting by supporting these teams, whatever, that they're playing in China. At what point do we say, you know what, I'm going to watch college basketball instead?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, John, you have a point on this one, or should we keep moving?
On the NBA, no, not really. But a quick question back on the chickens. You said 2 months from the time from the egg to the table, so to speak. How much was it in the past? How many?
It would take a year more or less to grow a pullet.
Really?
It's changed dramatically. All these hormones they stick in them. It's in the feed.
2 months now compared to a year in the past.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah. Right.
So, Doug, then do we look for free range organic? Is that what we look for?
Yep.
The store, free range organic.
Only thing that has any value at all is free range chicken.
Yeah, that's what my wife always says. She says only buy free range organic. Yep. So okay, honey.
Same with eggs. Anything you're going to eat, you want something that's good, you do it that way. You don't do the stuff that comes out of the factory farms. The largest producer of milk, Dean Foods, went bankrupt this week because of the influence. Well, they'll tell you that it's because of all of the almond milk and the silk milk and all that other stuff that's around, but it's not. It's because they're feeding you crap, and the American public is realizing it. So they're rejecting the milk. Don't get me started. We got to keep going.
No, I don't want to get. But you know, you're a guy who knows how to milk a cow by machine and by hand, and you know, you don't pull and tug, you massage. And I'm wondering, you know, from your farming experience, then how long does it take to actually milk an almond?
I was on a television program not long ago, and I was this guy asked me. We were talking about farming, and he was asking me the same kind of question about almond milk, and I said the only milk is the only real milk comes out of a mammary gland. So if you find you get some liquid out of a mammary gland, then you got milk. Other than that, it's not. It's just junk. So that's the measuring stick, if you will. You know, one of the things that is sort of a subset this week of the stories is the weather this past week. The temperatures were very cold across the upper Midwest, through the Northeast, and I'm getting. I don't think you were affected, John, down in Florida, but Rick, you must have had a day or two of pretty cold weather in Wilmington for this time of year, did you not?
Oh, so surprised. We saw dogs frozen to fire hydrants. They, too, were very surprised about the freezing cold weather, yes.
It is a visualization.
We've had nothing here in Florida. It's been great. In fact, the first cold front of the season really is coming through tomorrow, but that only dropped temperatures into the 60s, so it's not a big deal here.
I'm in Southern California in the 70s. Not a bad place to be. Up next,
not at all.
We'll try to touch on the impeachment and all of the nonsense that's going on with the presidential campaigns and who's going to really win. Calitrin is a winner, number one healthiest choice for weight loss in our country. It's all about what the company has made themselves known for, and they're an all-natural outfit. The protein, the number one protein in Calitrin is collagen, and that's what helps to rebuild your body. It's an all-natural, drug-free, stimulant-free way for you to get off the weight problem and to keep it off. You've got a problem and you're going into the holidays, so give yourself a fighting chance. Take 4 pills at nighttime and that's it. Stay on the program from now until Valentine's Day, and you will not only keep the weight off, you'll lose some weight. I guarantee it. Go to calitrin.com, calotren, calitrin.com. Use the promo code DJV. You look around the website, you see success story after success story. Get free shipping and a fabulous deal. That's the resource that's best for losing weight. Calitrin.com. Use the code DJV.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
The soft drink police are at it again. Politicians in Seattle are furiously trying to stop the consumption of soft drinks. They stew and fret about health problems such as obesity, diabetes, and tooth decay. Seattle imposed a high tax on the evil beverages, thinking they could use the revenue to give low-income families vouchers for fruits and vegetables. Does that mean Seattle residents are now healthier? Of course not. It means residents now purchase their soft drinks outside the city. The city council never thought of that, but retailers in the suburbs did. They beefed up their soft drink advertising, and Seattle residents just smuggle their Coke in. That's the law of supply and demand, and it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about what it means to receive the Medal of Honor.
I'm the one that got the recognition because I received the award, but like I know that this isn't mine. I just was trying to follow everybody else around me. You know, all these guys did incredible things. The only reason I'm here, the only reason I have a wife, the only reason I have kids is because those guys gave everything they had that day.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Trade Pros. Ferguson is committed to making business with us the easiest part of your day. Ferguson.com is designed to help run your business from the office to the job site by making your day-to-day activities easier with 24/7 account access, unmatched online inventory, and on-the-go account management. And with our Pro Plus customer loyalty program, you can earn points with every online purchase, redeemable for merchandise, event tickets, trips, and more. Sign up today at Ferguson.com.
John Harper from WMEL is here on the Talk Radio Review. Rick Jensen, I'm Doug Steffen. Number four this week, the proposals from the various presidential candidates for universal health care. If you listen to Elizabeth Warren, everything's going to be free, and watch your taxes go up. I think that's probably it. Anything else? I don't know. I mean,
true.
What else? Yeah. The stock market did well this week. That's number three, the economy and how it's humming along. How that's the Democrats' biggest worry because they can't overcome that. Number two is the presidential race itself. So this week, Michael Bloomberg apparently stepping in, bringing $100 million to the table to start buying advertising. And Deval Patrick, who used to be the governor of Massachusetts, I'm thinking that for either of you two, the name recognition for Deval Patrick versus Bloomberg, I think if you even put Bloomberg up against most of the Democrats who are running, his name recognition is much higher. Is that true where you are, Rick?
Well, where I am is Delaware, so Joe Biden is always number one.
He has
truly hurt himself, though, with the base when he comes out against Medicare for All. They don't care about the numbers. They don't care about the cost. They care about the feeling, and it feels good to say that. But you're right. Bloomberg has a much bigger name, and it's also kind of amusing from my perspective to think, okay, so now the Democrats like at least one billionaire from New York, as a matter of fact.
Right. Yeah.
But he does appeal to moderates. In the party, doesn't he?
He's fabulous. I think he'd be a great president. All right, well, John, what about people in Florida? How are they reacting to the two newest candidates?
Name recognition of Michael Bloomberg, certainly it's there. As far as the governor of, former governor of Massachusetts, nobody here in Florida, unless you're from there, really knows much about him. But Bloomberg certainly does have automatic name recognition, and I think that's going to do well as far as carrying him above and beyond the other candidates who are running.
All right, impeachment hearings going back and forth. Either of you two guys watching them?
Oh, sure. It was quite amusing. And I think, again, a lot of it hurt Joe Biden more than Trump. Trump's already baked in. Interesting, they want to go for the idea that Trump is bribing the Ukrainian president, where actually, if you read the U.S. code, the bribery has to work the other way around. So I don't know where they're coming from on that one.
Yeah.
Right.
How's it playing? We have a couple of seconds, John. How's it playing in Florida?
Kind of the same thing as what Rick just mentioned. Really nothing new as far as the way people are reacting here, and I don't think there'll be much of a change.
Nah, and not at all. All right, gentlemen, thank you for being here. Rick Jensen, John Harper at 10 before the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95, and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Tech Talk time is 53 after the hour now. Doug Steffen here with Victoria Keelan to go through the top five items from the world of technology from this past week. And I was just thinking, as I was looking at this list here, Victoria, I wonder how soon we'll be talking about the battle between e-commerce and retail as we get closer and closer to Thanksgiving and all these people. The holiday shopping.
Black Friday's coming.
This year, $1 trillion expected to be spent between now and Christmas on Christmas. $1 trillion. Can you imagine how the impacts are the whole economy? $1 trillion, and they'd be back and forth, brick and mortar versus the e-commerce people. Anyway,
Be
interesting to watch that. Number five this week, as we count to number one on the tech overview, Dell has made a pledge.
Yes, Dell is launching new efforts to shrink its carbon footprint, and they want to cut down on their electronic waste. They say that essentially they are going to source 100% of their electricity from renewable sources by the year 2040. Now, that sounds good. However, by comparison, Apple announced in 2018 that it already uses 100% renewable energy. I'm not sure why it's taking Dell another 20 years to do this. They're very much behind the times. But they also say they're trying to use less energy. They're making their products more energy efficient so the consumer will have less of an energy bill. They want to cut emissions generated directly from their operation and electricity use. They want to cut that in half by 2030. So they are also expanding their recycling program. This is actually one of the best things that Dell does. Their recycling program, it doesn't matter what the brand is, but they've partnered up with Goodwill locations. And so if you have a Goodwill location near you and you need to throw out an old computer or old batteries, old laptop, whatever it is, doesn't matter the brand, you can take it to Goodwill and then Dell will recycle those parts. They say so far they've actually recovered 2 billion pounds of used electronics since 2008 when they started doing this. But, you know, that's still less than 10% of what they produce. So they've got a long way to go, but at least they're headed in the right direction.
Number four is a focus on Costco and a new sort of pairing up.
Yep, Costco and Instacart are entering the prescription delivery game together. They're teaming up on a pilot project, and they've been notifying their members in California and Washington State. That's where they're going to test this out first, then it will roll out nationwide. The project involves delivering medicines in less than an hour, and all the fees are waived for orders over $35. That, of course, doesn't include a tip, but that's still a pretty good deal. Delivery prices obviously will vary depending on what type of medicine you're getting and what your pharmacy charges. The fastest option for delivery will be within an hour, and that will typically cost less than $10. So the Instacart delivery person will have to ask for ID. They have to be HIPAA certified and all that stuff, but they're actually not the only retailer doing this. Amazon bought PillPack, which is an internet pharmacy startup, and that focuses on patients with chronic ailments. Walmart also offers mail order delivery in some places. They're also going to be expanding that, I think, in 2020.
So I didn't know Costco was in the drug pharmacy business.
They do have pharmacy stuff, yeah.
Really? Huh. Number three, look out if you're going to a hotel and you want to use the safe.
Wow, this was an eye opener for me this week. I always use the hotel safe wherever I am. I always, if I'm overseas, I put my passport and all the important documents and everything in the hotel safe. However, it's not nearly as safe as we think. SafeLock, which is the most common hotel safe brand, they apparently, even if you go in and you pick your own code, which is what you're supposed to do, lock the safe and the whole thing, apparently if the hotel has never actually reset the original manufacturer code, the way you can know that is instead of entering in your own password, test it out and use the code 999999. And if the safe opens immediately, then it's never actually been reset, and that's important. Go back down to the hotel desk and say you want it to be reset so that your valuables will be safe.
Number two, what's the latest phone scam?
If you get a phone call on the landline or your cell and it's from your own number, do not answer it. This is the latest scam to get people to give up valuable information like your social security number, credit card numbers, billing address, things like that. This is the Federal Trade Commission has put out warnings on this. Unfortunately, some people are gullible or curious and they're answering these phone calls, but it is just a scam and it's just they're just trying to get as much information from you as possible and then sell it. So just be careful.
Number one, Disney, in the first day.
Disney Plus had 10 million subscribers on the first day. It's $6.99 a month or $69.99 if you want to pay annually.
59 past the hour. Thank you, Victoria.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.